You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Live from Studio C. See, Senor. Crank up that music, Michael. It's an information party. This is a party. People have drinks and chips and there's dancing.
No.
People are hitting on each other. Some couple disappeared up into the bedroom. This is a party.
Oof.
An information party. Deeper than the bowels of the Armstrong and Getty Communications compound. And today, we are under the tutelage of our general manager.
30 milkshakes and some chicken. Speaking of a party... Do you really go to parties where people go upstairs and use somebody's bedroom? But how old are we in this scenario?
I haven't been to a party in 40 years, so that's my last memory of a party. I was thinking the other day about how long it's been since I've been to any social event of any kind. Like out to eat, even. With a human being that's not in my family. Many years. Or even gotten to coffee. I've not even gone to coffee with another human being.
Wow.
I don't interact with any other human beings.
Wow. I don't know what to tell you, say to you. Well, wait a minute now. Well, socially, you mean, you know.
Correct. Yeah.
In a celebratory way. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. It's celebratory, but like casually, like, hey, you want to go get dinner or go have coffee? I haven't done that in years, like many years.
Would you like to?
No, but I do think it's odd.
Yes, it's atypical. Why apply such a judgmental term as odd to it?
I'm perfectly happy with the lifestyle, and I hope I can continue it. But like, I've not been to somebody's house for dinner in. Geez, I don't know, half dozen years, least maybe longer, maybe a decade, and certainly nobody to my house. Which would be, I can't even imagine the awfulness of that.
Wow.
just occurred to me the other day how long it has been since I've done anything like that at all, even one time. But why is the general manager 30 milkshakes and some chicken?
That's what Trump ordered the other day. He was at an Atlanta chicken emporium, Chick-fil-A, I believe. And a bunch of his fans and acolytes were around, and as he often does, he picked up the bill, ordering, well, and I quote, 30 milkshakes and some chicken.
Mm-hmm. So I get up every day, and one of the first things I do is I look at this political newsletter that I like that kind of rounds up all the news from a bunch of different publications and everything like that about what's going on. But anyway, here was one conclusion paragraph from Mark Halperin on his newsletter about yesterday's inflation news that I think is absolutely true. forget the border, abortion, Trump's legal troubles, Biden's mental acuity, January 6th, Vice President Harris, Trump's unpopularity, fundraising, the unprecedented elements of this contest of any kind, forget it all. The story of who wins this election might just be that the voters demand a change from the mind-boggling high cost of almost everything. The prices are just too damn high.
And one aspect of that that we've touched on but haven't really emphasized is the costs of homeownership right now. And putting aside your mortgage and interest rates and that sort of thing, skyrocketing rates of homeowners insurance, of HOA dues, if you have that, maintenance costs have skyrocketed. Utility costs have skyrocketed. Hello, California. I don't need to tell you that. It's brutal.
Yes.
And those costs are generally a little more than half of the total cost of home ownership.
So some of the links to various stories in different publications before that conclusion were from the Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, various places. The incredibly high cost of home ownership for the stuff you just mentioned. Story we mentioned yesterday, the incredibly high cost of car ownership now. 90% of people have a car, but the insurance and repairs are so much higher than they used to be. The mind-bogglingly high cost of just being alive is going to make people demand a change. And I think that very well, I think that's the most likely scenario for the presidential election. All that other stuff, as fun as it is to talk about, goes out the window to that. I just can't afford to live anymore.
I would agree completely, and I don't think it's a coincidence, obviously, that the Biden campaign is banging like it's a snare drum on everything other than that that they can, including sending their lunkhead moron vice president to Arizona to capitalize on a 150-year-old law that's not going to last the week.
You don't think it'll last the week? The Civil War era abortion law?
I am known for my expertise on the legislative processes of Arizona, and yet I don't know how often they meet or I did, but Trump, it won't last long.
Trump came out against the Arizona law yesterday, saying it's too restrictive. So he's definitely trying to make that clear, since he said leave it up to the states.
Yeah, I saw that quote, and I was going to quibble with it because people are acting like Arizona just enacted the law. No, the Supreme Court of Arizona, and they're quite right. I mean, it's not even close. They didn't say, you know what we ought to have? Because this is the way most people see the legal system. They think that the court in Arizona said, you know what I think it'd be good is if we, like, totally ban all abortions. And, here's an old law. Let's just dredge this up and reenact it. Well, no, it's a question of the laws that are on the books. And they said, hey, when Roe went away, this law, which had been superseded, is now back in effect. I mean, it's not even a close decision. So now the legislature needs to act. The legislature will act.
Yeah, that's not the way it's being reported.
Of course not.
I just learned this the other day from a podcast from people that know a lot more about abortion law than I do. So when you start getting into the restrictions, it's more complicated, as of course everything is, than you might seem at first blush. For instance, if you have in your law, except for in cases, abortion's illegal, except for in cases of the mother's health, that has been extrapolated in various states to go from physical health to mental health, which of course give a very wide berth from that. I mean, who find a therapist that's going to say this would be damaging to their esteem or whatever? And then sometimes even financial health. So yeah, it's more complicated than.
Which is why laws tend to be 877 pages long.
Right. But back to the original point, that yesterday's news about the inflation. And Larry Summers, Obama's old financial advisor guy, he tweeted out yesterday, he thinks the most likely thing is the Fed raises interest rates. It's already impossible to buy a house, and nobody's going to sell their home who's got a 3% loan. So the housing market is already brutal. And it translates, of course, to renters also. And they're going to, and rates might go up not long before a presidential election. Holy crap.
Well, and I was just about to say that those other costs of home ownership, maintenance, et cetera, some of which are felt at least somewhat by renters indirectly through the rising rent. In fact, they're all felt indirectly through the rising rent. None of those shows any any sign of reversing. I can't imagine what would make them do so.
Now, there was a TikTok that went viral yesterday. I don't even know if those words mean anything that I just said. Those might be meaningless words, a meaningless phrase. A TikTok video went viral, but it made it onto the news of some young guy complaining about how difficult it is to live at his age. And he looked like he's 25 or something like that, and how expensive it is and rent and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, I was looking to buy a house, and I decided yesterday, I just thought, you know what? I'm just going to rent. I'm just going to, I don't know where this is going. Interest rates are going up, not down. I'm just going to rent. I started looking at the rental situation. What? That's what it costs to rent a house? Are you kidding me? I'm going to. What do they call that? Where you just go into somebody's house and stay there?
Squat. You gotta squat. Yes.
I told the kids we're squatting.
Sounds exciting.
I'm gonna dirty up their faces a little, teach them to cry. We'll get into the house. I'm gonna say, first of all, I live here. Secondly, you're upsetting my children when the police come. Look how upset
I tell
they
you
are.
What. I'll write you up a nice fake lease for a bottle of scotch. Fair trade. Because I know you'll be busy gathering your stuff, so, you know, a sack on your back so you can break a window and throw it into the house and
That's
start
my new plan. I'm going to squat. We need to start the show officially. I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty on this. It is How Did It Get to Be Thursday, April 11th, year 2024. Life will not be a bore in 24. We are Armstrong and Getty, and we approve of this program.
Let's begin then officially according to FCC rules and regulations. The official beginning of the show is at Mark.
So can I have 30 milkshakes? Some chicken. I'm going to take care of the customers.
Can I have 30 milkshakes and also some chicken?
I am so ashamed. I like to get quotes exactly right. And the also is funny. I like that. That's an important element of the quote.
I'll have
30 milkshakes and also some chicken.
I'm going to start ordering that way at restaurants. We need 4 Cokes and also some steaks. Well, how many of what kind? Just also some steaks.
We'll get to that. You just throw some on and start cooking.
By the way, in case we haven't frightened you or depressed you enough, that seems to be our job, to make you miserable.
No.
The FBI director is going to testify today before Congress, and he's already put out a statement saying in his long legal career, he's never seen this many threats to the United States going on at one time. And that's what he'll testify to Congress about. So, yeah, that could also happen during a presidential election. It's hard to imagine any sort of terrorist attack or a new war or anything like that that doesn't hurt Biden, isn't it? It's kind of,
you're absolutely right. Yeah, he's got to pray for a continuation of the status quo.
Yeah, unlikely. Anyway,
that ain't much of a bargain.
How does mailbag look?
Oh, it's quite good. Very, very entertaining.
Good.
Can't wait.
Cool. And our text line, you can weigh in anytime you want on any of this stuff. Some optimism might fit in nicely. Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We'll catch you up on the news of the day. That's what we're going to do today. A variety of things going on.
A lot of great stuff to get to. Really interesting, the argument over the FISA reauthorization in Congress. That's a chewy, chewy meal. I mean, that's 30 milkshakes and also some chicken.
We'll dig into that. Trump came out against reauthorizing FISA yesterday, so the Republicans are looking to vote it down.
A very Trumpian thing to do, we'll explain. Here's your freedom-loving quote of the day. Sticking with John Dickinson, one of our forgotten founding fathers, he was known as the Penman of the Revolution for some of the brilliant tracts he wrote. This is very basic. It's an oft-stated sentiment, but worth repeating. He said, "Then join hand in hand, brave Americans all. By uniting, we stand. By dividing, we fall." Diversity is our greatest strength. No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. Diversity's fine. Unity is our greatest strength and always has been.
So he coined the phrase, "United we stand"?
I can't claim that.
Claim
he
it!
He wrote... okay. Yes, he came up with that. He invented that notion.
Which president...
In the song that he wrote in 1768. He was a songwriter.
Which president coined the phrase, 30 milkshakes and also some chicken?
I believe that was Eisenhower. Mailbag. Drop us a note, mailbag at armstrongandgetty.com. Jacob writes... Hey, guys, we barely have a sliver of the moon tonight. Will you please ask Sheila Jackson Lee to turn the moonlight back up?
A full moon is that complete rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gases.
Wow. Under the topic, unfortunate knock-knock joke, Mary in Idaho writes... My daughter-in-law texted me, "Why are there no knock-knock jokes about America?" I answered, "No one needs to knock. The door is wide open. Look at the border." Took her a few minutes, but she texted back, "No, there are no knock-knock jokes about America because freedom rings." Oops, my bad. Have a great day. Speaking of letting anger and frustration rule your life.
Wow.
A young lady tries to hit her with a nice knock-knock joke. I'm sorry. Okay, here we go. Oh, this is nice. On the topic of Bidenomics, Mary writes, "Hey, idiots, Trump-loving clowns. It's not Biden's fault, and no matter how hard Trump Hannity lovers try, boy, does Satan have a cozy spot waiting for all of you. Eat poo and die." Except she uses the S word.
Which thing is not Biden's fault?
The economy, I guess.
Okay. But presidents do get more blame than they deserve usually for economy and more credit when it
and
goes
more
right.
More credit. Absolutely.
Although the inflation situation with the Biden administration and all the money they cranked out is a slightly different deal.
Yeah. If you do a lot of the things that virtually everybody knows might bring on rampant inflation and then rampant inflation happens, even if it's not entirely your fault, you're going to get the blame. That's how human beings behave. As to the cozy spot waiting for me in hell, thank you for your glad tidings and well wishes. This is from Kurt in San Jose. I love this. As
That's
a 60-year-old,
how you end up in hell? You disagree with somebody about the economy? I thought there were worse things you did.
And like Trump, which I would say is a poor description of my feelings about Trump. But anyway, Mary is very adamant today. And most days, she sends emails like that virtually every day. Here we go. As a 60-year-old working dad, I really look forward to 20, 25 years in the future when I can sit around with the grandkids, maybe great grandkids, and tell stories about my life, prioritizing the details of my memories I want to share, probably revising those memories once in a while with no real accountability, except my wife will have to listen to them. He's talking about Joe Biden's frequent pronouncements on the past. You certainly wouldn't want me using those stories to validate decisions I'm making on the world's largest economy, how I would demonstrate a vibrant working knowledge of the day's complex and constantly evolving issues, or why I alone should be able to launch a planet-destroying nuclear arsenal. Keep it up. I'm a 20-plus-year listener. In the future, though, to my grandkids, it will probably be that I discovered you back in the Midwest. I often played golf with Joe along with Leap Trevino, and I helped save Jack's family farm from the great wildfires of 79. Or was it 89? Or maybe it was...
Wow.
Wow. Corn cob was a bad dude. Corn pop, whatever. Let's see. Moving along, Ben Hogan writes, well, that seems unlikely. Scotty Scheffler at the Masters, he's a prohibitive favorite to win, but he said if his wife is in labor, he will leave or not play. What say you? He's 27 and it's his first child. Well, 2 days ago, I would have told you, hey, he's a young man looking forward to his first kid. He's a devout Christian. He's faithful to his wife. He needs to be there for the birth of his kid. That means way more than a golf tournament. But then I'd put him on my my fantasy picks for golf, and I got $100 invested. So stick it out. The kid will be fine. Your wife's got doctors and nurses. Play golf.
Armstrong and Getty.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Toyota has a new patent for a new technology that would allow drivers to freely change the color of their car. It's great if you and your family love wandering the airport parking lot for days.
So what? How? What? You can change the color of your car?
Yeah, there are a couple of different things happening here. The one Toyota's working on is the less interesting to me. It's essentially the coating on the car is affected by heat and light. So you can go to a facility and go through this weird tunnel, the car can, and they will manipulate the heat and light in a way that makes it change its color.
Well, that's pretty cool. So much faster, I'm assuming cheaper than like a wrap like I did.
Oh, yeah, or getting it repainted. Nobody repaints
anymore. It's wraps. All about the wraps.
Excellent. I do not doubt it. So that's one thing. But BMW, at the latest Consumer Electronics Show, I'm sorry, it was actually 2 years ago, unveiled the BMW iX Flow featuring e-ink. A little lengthy, if you ask me. But it's capable of changing the color of the car at the click of a button. It's super high-tech and cool, but you can not only change your car from black to white and back again, but it has flow mode, where it, like, has, it's, you know, about 20% of the car is black, the 20% is white, 20% is black, 20% is white, around that, and it flows, the color flows around the car in motion.
Well, yeah.
You can't have bunches of cars with animated crap rolling, because people are wreck all the time. Ooh, that's a cool car. Crash.
Okay, well, I don't know.
That's a horrible idea. What about car theft? Somebody steals a blue car, they change the color, and suddenly it's red.
All right, yeah, the coppers, as if the cops look for stolen cars. They'd be looking for the wrong color. There's a great article with some embedded video about this under yesterday's hot links at armstrongandgetty.com.
Interesting. I wonder if that's just the future. And a lot of cars, you just, you know, whatever mood you're in or to match your outfit. I don't know.
I suspect pretty strongly that will be possible. Cool. Yeah.
Awesome.
Or patterns, maybe 4th of July, you have a red, white, and blue theme going on your car.
Right. Christmas time, you go red and green. Yeah, that sort of thing.
To throw on a little camo for Veterans Day or something like that, to tip your cap to our veterans.
Speaking of the wonderful technological future that can only be good, More technology, smarter computers can only be good. Ian Bremmer, friend of the Armstrong and Getty show, is featured on a PBS special that I think airs tonight that I would like to watch, called A Brief History of the Future. Anyway, he's featured on there talking about AI, and here's one of the quotes from it. We are now at the beginning of a new globalization in ways that even a year ago, never mind 20, seemed inconceivable. The fact that globalization through AI is going to happen in a way that was inconceivable a year ago, I don't even know where to start with that. So I won't. I will just leave that alone and recognize I'm not prepared for the future.
Yeah, I've got this piece I read, I was talking about briefly yesterday, I guess it was, Jamie Dimon and Elon Musk both giving their opinions on what AI is going to do, and they both have a very, very cautious view, a concerned view of what's probably coming down the road. And then they quoted a computer expert who was much less worried about it, but the problem with his quote, and I don't have it in front of me, but...
Did he work for Google or Microsoft or any of the other companies that are spending billions of dollars to get this going?
He may well be involved in some level. I thought he was an academic, but what he said was essentially, I don't really see anything coming in the near future that I'm concerned about. But if you're in the business, you've got to understand that's the whole point of this thing. Nobody knows what it's going to look like in, I was about to say a year, never mind that, in a month.
God, I think the chances that it's a big nothing burger are almost zero.
Well, part of his contention, maybe I ought to just dig up the article, was that it's so glitchy and prone to making mistakes and so mockably inaccurate at this point. People are not going to trust it.
At this point.
But for a long time, maybe 2 months.
If Ian Bremmer, who does this for a living and, you know, tries to stay on the cutting edge of everything, says things are happening that were unimaginable a year ago... Well, then you have no idea where we're going to be a year from now. Anyway, moving on from that, we knew this was going to happen, but all school districts are grappling with the challenges and impact of AI in a couple of different ways. So it started last year by the sudden popularity of chatbots, ChatGPT, and all that sort of stuff, where schools all across the United States were scrambling to try to figure out how to contain text-generating bots, cheating papers that the kids didn't write, and nobody's gotten their arms around this yet. Obviously, and may never. There just may be no way to stop my kid from saying, hey, chatbot, write me a paper about the Battle of Gettysburg that sounds like a sophomore. And it does.
Yeah.
And you turn it in. And there just might not be any stopping that. In fact, I don't think there probably is any stopping that. But now onto the more alarming thing for now, which we all knew was coming. AI image generating phenomenon is shaking schools all across the country, and it's happening at the same time in all kinds of districts. We had a local story here, but it's happening all over the place. Boys in several states have used widely available nudification apps. I like the fact that that's the name of the app. It lets you know right there what it is.
Right.
Nudification apps to pervert real identifiable photos of their clothed female classmates shown attending events like school proms into graphic, convincing looking images of girls. Well, this is one of my favorite lines from the article. Convincing looking images of girls with exposed breasts and genitalia. Oh, you mean naked? Oh, thanks.
Oh,
thanks for
nudity,
pointing out the
right
body parts that would be included in the nudity.
For those unfamiliar with the genre.
Yes. Right. Oh, nude. In some cases, boys shared the faked images in the school lunchroom, on the school bus, or through group chats. Thanks once again for mentioning the lunchroom and the bus. Different places that
where
students...
school boys might interact. Yes. Boy, that is some good writing.
So first you had to describe to me what nude means, and then you had to give me a little primer on where kids hang out in school settings.
Students were described as looking at the images with their eyes and then talking about them with their mouths.
Right. But getting away from the hilarity of the writing, this has exploded at schools all across the country at the same time. So they haven't even wrapped their heads around how they're going to deal with cheating and, well, a number of things I've read is just, papers are just going to have to go away. There's going to have to be a lot of oral tests to figure out if you know things,
or do it college style. You got to do me 3 pages. You have an hour. Do it. Sit right. down. Right.
Yeah. That kind of test
in person. Yeah.
Yeah. And that almost guaranteed. That's what it's going to have to be. I can't imagine any way around it. Which might be fantastic from a learning standpoint. But so they don't know how to get their arms around this, and this I just don't think you can. I think this is just like the papers. There's no getting around it.
Yeah, and I have a bunch of stuff, including we're going to feature some of the brand new Jonathan Haidt book, The Anxious Generation, that's getting so much attention next hour. But a bunch of different issues affecting kids, whether it's the AI nude stuff or what have you. And I'm just afraid there are going to be adults who see the gravity of the issue. And it is very, very significant. But they're going to, like, try to ruin the lives of 13-year-old boys who behave exactly like 13-year-old boys always have behaved and always will behave. Is it uncool that they're doing this? It's extremely uncool. But a lack of judgment is what children have. Yeah. Don't treat them like adults.
Yeah,
Harvey Weinstein.
They use an example of one high school near Seattle, but a police detective started investigating 14 and 15-year-old boys who had been showing the pictures around and then grabbing their computers from home and all these different sorts of things. First of all, once this has exploded, and it may have already, I mean, by the time adults are reading about it in the New York Times, it's probably so prevalent all over the place. What, are you going to have law enforcement going into homes and grabbing computers in every town in America over this?
Right.
It just seems unrealistic. The phenomenon is
treating them as if they're child pornographers. They're not. There's something fundamentally different.
The phenomenon has come on very suddenly and may be catching a lot of school districts unprepared and unsure what to do. Well, you can try to get prepared, but I don't know what it would be. And yeah, there's nothing you can do. It's like you've said before, and I think you're absolutely right. People are just going to get used to it and ignore it. And then I think a lot of the excitement will go away, I think.
Yeah, you can certainly have regulations within a school saying, you know, you're not allowed to trade or view or whatever nude images on school grounds, or it's part of the student code of conduct. But it's got to be dealt with societally as opposed to through law enforcement. 16-year-olds giggling over a picture of a classmate attached to a nude body, essentially.
Well,
it's rude. It's uncool. I get how it hurts the girls, but we've got to get past it somehow. And, like, draconian prison sentences for children is not the way to go.
Well, I'm not for it, but is it going to hurt the girls eventually? I mean, when everybody's doing it with everyone, I mean, the pictures, making the pictures
right.
with everyone.
Yeah.
Just, okay, so you got 18 different fake pictures of Jenny naked. Okay,
right.
Who cares? It's not real.
Right, exactly. The appeal will go away and the revulsion will go away to a large extent, I think. It'll be like, you're an idiot.
But it's just effortless from what I understand. So all you've got to do is have a picture of any classmate, and with the nudification app, just tell, you know, make her naked riding a horse. And there you got it. That's how hard it was.
This is half a tangent, but we got this note from Marina in San Diego talking about some of your comments and then our subsequent follow-up on therapy. Really appreciate the point made about ruminating on the problem. That's never good. But isn't that what the DEI folks are doing? Rather than finding solutions that work, that Joe often points out, I try, like better education in early childhood, more business mentorship programs. They harp on the past, which cannot be changed, and no amount of money can erase the stain. They want to focus on the trauma rather than take steps to heal. I'm shortening this up a little bit, but yeah, and that is one of my major gripes with whether it's the DEI stuff, which is neo-Marxism anyway, and so they have every interest in really, really throwing fuel on the fire of grievance as opposed to solution. But even like the Me Too movement, a lot of these modern movements that identify victims and try to get changes because the victims have been so victimized do exactly what Jonathan Haidt, again, and Greg Lukianoff wrote about in previous books, and that is that they fixate on the trauma and they roll it over and over and over again, and they catastrophize everything to the point of saying a microaggression is violence, and you should treat it like violence. And the person who is mildly insulted by somebody who's mildly insensitive should fall to their knees weeping. Otherwise, you've let the racist patriarchy get away with their sins. So they've encouraged catastrophizing the smallest of the slings and arrows we all deal with in life. And that's, you know, with all due respect to the humiliation right now of a teenage girl who all of a sudden there are pictures kicking around that appear to be of her nude, I do not minimize that at all. Let's not catastrophize it, because that's the tendency in modern society, and I don't think it's healthy.
Especially since there's no stopping it.
Right.
We're going to have to come to a way to accept it.
Yeah. Obviously, this is oversimplified, but hey, this is a talk radio show. We need a hell of a lot more of you must be. I'm sorry. We need a hell of a lot less of you must be devastated, and a whole hell of a lot more of you're going to be fine. You're strong. You can deal with this. I'll help you.
You go to a therapist, every therapist, not every, but like 80% of the therapists are going to tell you your parents were narcissists, or your ex-wife or ex-husband was a narcissist, or your boss is a narcissist. They're going to tell you all. That's what they tell you. And you're
I'd say that's a funny coincidence. I'm a narcissist.
And you're a victim of whatever. And just, yeah, all right. We've got Katie's headlines on the way and a bunch of other stuff. Stay here.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I don't know if I'm stealing one of Katie's headlines. Maybe I am, and I apologize if I am, but Hamas announcing we don't have the 40 hostages you want in exchange for a ceasefire. They're dead, or well, they're missing, which means they're dead.
They're dead.
And, I don't understand how the Biden administration or Tom Friedman in the New York Times or whoever doesn't understand it. Hamas is not interested in taking care of these hostages, returning them for a ceasefire. What are you talking, or a two-state solution? What are you people talking about?
More on that topic later in the show. There's a great deal to be said. Let's figure out who's reporting what. It's the lead story with Katie Green. Katie.
Thank you, guys. From the Wall Street Journal, the hidden cost of homeownership are skyrocketing.
As discussed briefly earlier, homeowner's insurance, maintenance costs, property taxes, everything connected to owning a home is going up, 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 up. Not to mention the mortgage rates are at 25-year highs, whatever it is.
Yeah, so I'm looking to buy a house, and several of the websites like Zillow or whatever, you come up with a price, and it tells you what your house payment would likely to be with all that stuff included. Well, not the upkeep part, which is more expensive than there has been. But your new insurance costs and all the different things that are so high, and then with the interest rate, what you're paying. And it's just, it's crazy. So you look at the original price of a home and you think, well, maybe I could afford that. Then it calculates in all the other stuff. You think, what the hell?
Reminds me of buying a concert ticket. All right, a $50 ticket, that's not so bad. At checkout, all of a sudden, it's a $97 ticket. What just happened?
Well, yeah, it's like when you rent a car. They're $150 a day, and it turns out it's like $280 a day when you put in all the fees. What?
From Axios, Biden administration expands background checks for gun sales.
There you go.
They're talking about this is closing the loophole for like gun shows. So anybody who sells a firearm would have to register federally.
Yeah, I don't really. The people have been talking about the gun show loophole for years, and I've never really gotten into that story to know if this is going to do any good for anybody or not.
From ABC News, ex-Trump organization CFO Alan Weisselberg sentenced to 5 months for perjury. 76 years old, 5 months in Rikers.
Well, you hate to go to prison.
In Rikers Island?
Boy. Yeah.
You hate to go to prison when you're almost 80.
Ugh. From Fox News, police departments warn high schoolers senior assassins game could turn deadly. This is a new craze that kids are playing. It's where you find a target and you shoot them with a water gun. But apparently kids are using water guns that look dangerously close to actual firearms.
Okay. My son's into something like this. There's a lot of, like, hiding knowing the route home from school, and you hide in the bushes and you shoot them with a water gun. But I don't know if the guns look real or not. But, yeah, I can see the danger there.
From NBC News, arrest warrant issued for Kansas City Chiefs Rashee Rice in connection with high-speed crash in Dallas.
Yeah, that's how your dynasty ends, as your players start doing crap like this. Man, did you see that story? He's racing some guy and just a terrible...
Fled the scene.
Terrible, terrible judgment.
From the New York Post, Seattle Dance Squad says they were told American flag t-shirts made audience members feel triggered and unsafe.
F you.
And they were eventually asked to leave the event and didn't perform.
They were asked to leave?
Yep.
And we need finally, more details on this.
Yeah.
The Babylon Bee. Sheila Jackson Lee asks why Elon Musk wants to colonize Mars since it's just a giant ball of spaghetti sauce.
Which isn't much crazier than the stuff she said.
Yeah. Yeah, really? That's almost not even parody.
What a nut.
Armstrong and Getty.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.